Welcome to Thundercast, ThunderTech's podcast where we give you our take on what's new in marketing, what's cool, what's lame, and why you should care.
Hey there, and welcome to Thundercast, ThunderTech's regular podcast. As always, I'm your co-host, Craig Israel, creative director at ThunderTech, joined with Eric Krylo, account manager extraordinaire.
My favorite Christian Slater movie is Broken Arrow.
Yeah, so we just had a robust discussion about our favorite movies off the air, which may or may not be more entertaining than the podcast we're about to perform. But if it is or not really depends wholly on the shoulders of our special guest today, Bruce Williams, Senior Director of Development Department.
Hello.
Regular podcast guest. You've been on, I think, a dozen times since we started.
Yeah. Part-time CrossFitter.
Parkour.
Full-time
parkour enthusiast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate CrossFit at this point.
No.
It's very stressful. Very stressful.
Stressful?
Yes, stressful.
Like while you're doing it or just getting here knowing that you're about to be abused for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything about it.
Well, aren't you supposed to tell the lie that once you're in it, it feels really good?
Yes. No, it does feel good when your muscles have joined back to the ligaments and everything.
Oh, so that's what flexibility feels like.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's very good.
So today we're here to talk about a blog post you wrote recently, Bruce, called Get the Most ROI Out of Your CRM ASAP.
Yes.
PDQ.
Yeah.
VFW. No, so, I think I'm off.
Yes, I did write it. It's got some quick tips for our clients that are either A, looking at CRM or have CRM. So I hope it's beneficial to some, and I think we can walk through it.
So, let's start at the very beginning. Just in case someone just woke up from a 40-year nap, CRM, what's that mean?
So customer relationship management. And if you are waking up for that nap, you may be new to the Salesforce of the world.
So Salesforce is a popular
Salesforce
CRM
being
platform.
You know, you look at Gartner and they are up there in the leader category. So there's Salesforce, there's Sugar CRM, there's Infusionsoft for – and these range in the different types of businesses that would use them. From nonprofit to enterprise. You know, CRM is when a marketer walks into a job or a new role, they look somewhere first. And typically it's at CRM. Where are my customers, right? What is that data? And what is the state of it? And that's typically where the CRM conversation happens.
And that's generally, I think, what we tend to hear from our clients is, you know, hey, I was just hired on in this position, or I was just promoted to this role, and I had an opportunity to look back at some of our customer records, and these are some of the trends that I'm noticing, or these are some of the things that I'm seeing activity-wise from our customers.
Yeah, oh, it's tremendously helpful. I mean, data doesn't lie. What is it? The game don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
That was Rasheed Wallace. Yeah.
Right.
Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't.
That's right.
It's Jay-Z.
Yeah. It's something
right
to
on.
That point.
Big fan.
I think. That's the CRM holds that data, and you know I incorporate a lot of that data benefits in the tips that I provided in this blog post.
So a CRM. I mean, some of the things you've already said. It sounds really involved, really complicated. So is a CRM just for enterprise level, just for a company that's got a big IT staff, or is it more flexible than that?
No, it's much more flexible. And in fact, you know, I'm going to mention Salesforce quite a bit, but of course, there's a lot of other CRMs out there that we work with day in and day out with our clients. It's not just for those that have a dedicated IT staff, but quite the contrary. I know nonprofits that work with Salesforce, and they use it tremendously well. I know Fortune 500 companies that really they offload a lot of their IT just to the Salesforce cloud and all the accompanying cloud platforms and products.
So a platform like Salesforce, it has different tiers or different levels you can buy or subscribe to. How's that work?
Yeah, all of these have different pricing models. Typically, it's around that user license.
Okay.
So let's just say for the sake of argument that I've never worked with a CRM before and I'd like to know where to start. And obviously with, you know, per Craig's point, there are different levels and different packages and things like that. One second. This podcast is brought to you by Salesforce. what would you say would be, you know, the best place to start when you're starting to vet these types of platforms, Bruce?
Yeah, with CRM, it's, you know, we don't want it to be just a giant Rolodex that you click through the alphabetical last names of people, right? You want it to start something that is flexible enough to where you can have, as many people within the organization that makes sense use it for the purpose of providing better sales and marketing, but also customer service. And so I would first ask, okay, you know, typically they start at the sales cycle, you know, they have basic objects, data placeholders for leads, contacts, accounts, products, services, opportunities. So we get to know the client sales cycle and then also the marketing ambitions, because that helps us implement not just a, hey, okay, here it is, set it, there, go, have fun, but implement it with intent, with a strategy behind it, with a even creative behind it. So be it email campaigns that would, spoke off of the CRM.
So we have a CRM in place, and so your blog post isn't so much a introduction to CRM. It's if you already have it, you're using it right now, how to get the most return out of it, right? Yeah, get the most out of it.
Right. Maybe you went through a bad implementation with an agency, or maybe you had someone that sort of carried the torch initially internally, and now they're gone. And all that institutional knowledge on the CRM is gone with him or her, or you're looking just to get more out of it, right? Just plainly, just I want to get more. I don't think we're stretching it. I don't think we're getting the best results right now with it, and I think there's more opportunity.
Well, and one of the points you brought up earlier, whether you know it or not, is, you know, you mentioned the sort of collection of folks who use the tools. So you had mentioned marketing, you had mentioned sales, and you had mentioned customer service. And I think that those oftentimes are three areas of businesses that tend to be siloed. And I think by them not working out of the same system, I think it can contribute to not optimizing their service or not, you know, really achieving as much as they could achieve. So what have you seen in terms of the ROI? What have you seen the benefits being for brands that have brought those three entities together and shown them the benefits of working out of the same system?
Right. If I look at one scenario in particular, right, to invite more to the party is say you're a manufacturer. You have a definitive sales team using the CRM right now, but then you also have a definitive customer service team that is taking calls about the product, taking, you know, how does this work, or somehow this product isn't working for me, I'm looking for this rebate, I'm looking, you know, that are handling these requests from customers, and they're like the front line. It is, I think, just paramount that these two teams communicate with each other. I think there's so much opportunity in a typical customer service or support call that the sales team can use, be it with an existing account, be it with potential customers that they could then target and qualify and go from there. I think you're leaving money on the table if you don't have those two teams working together. And the CRM is a great place for that.
And we see this all the time with our clients, right? That they've always done it this way, where sales is its own thing, marketing its own thing. And even if they have a CRM, they might think of it as a sales tool, right? Only utilized by the sales department.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's plenty of opportunity for everybody to get their hands in there.
Oh, yeah. And we go back to Salesforce, and they understand that over at Salesforce. They've through acquisition and through innovation, they've developed this platform suite, this product suite that encompasses sales, marketing, service, and then also IT. You could see it right now with Marketing Cloud, used to be ExactTarget, Pardot, the Salesforce product itself, Sales, and then Desk.com is a product of theirs. And then into that, they have an Internet of Things cloud, which is going to even go beyond and into customer touch points that are, you know, remote and, you know, product related. You know, they could have CRM data fed from your refrigerator.
So when you mention cloud, are you talking Cumulus, Nimbus, Cirrus, or Stratus?
Stratus. Probably more. You know, the whole, again, if you're waking up from a 40-year nap, the cloud. Cloud.
The cloud.
The cloud, right? Yeah.
As he points in the sky.
That's right. The omnipotent force that is listening to everything we say. All right, so let's get to the heart of your blog post, Bruce, okay. That you outline five specific things that companies can do to get more out of CRM, boost the bottom line. Number one, invite more to the party.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about, right? Most recently is the customer service, marketing, sales, and operations, right? Operations, business intelligence. There's a lot of data that can be gleaned from just simple blocking and tackling of data capture.
All right. Number two, mold it to your business.
So there's a lot of off the, you know, turnkey features in there that will walk you through things. But if you have, I've seen instances where there are some stubborn sales professionals, be it in their twilight of their career or established processes that they have that they know that work for them. Don't try to, don't try to make them do something that's not, doesn't feel comfortable for them. And you have a CRMs now are flexible enough to allow best practices, but also to vary those best practices enough to where adoption is high of the platform itself. So you're not having people that refuse to use. And you draw that happy medium of what works for your organization and what is offered as a platform best practice.
So in your experience, who have you seen that and I know the idea is to get everyone on board, but who's generally the driver of this sort of collection of grouping and trying to get people to champion the CRM?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the more technically astute. And, you know, I don't want to say it's one department or the other, but typically that's where sales and marketing lead the way with this. You know, marketing usually, I think, has that. It's almost, I think it's an expectation of marketing to say, look, I want to do a better job with selling and to do that and marketing the right people at the right time with the right message. That's where the CRM comes into play. So typically they're the ones that hold the ownership stakeholder seat.
You know, what's interesting about that is, you know, marketing, I could totally see why they'd be in the driver's seat for that. And I think, you know, it even makes more sense because typically sales would go to marketing for sales support. So it makes sense for sales to go to marketing for marketing support.
Yeah. And it differs on the size of your organization, right? You might have one person that, hey, look, Joe over there, he knows Facebook. You know, we want him to do it. He's the only one. Everyone else is, you know, used to the typical Rolodex and can only use Outlook. So Joe, you're leading it.
And according to Bruce, size matters.
Yeah.
So I think this may be the biggest hurdle that customers have when they're trying to introduce a CRM to their staff is you have a well-entrenched sales staff, let's say, that has always done it one way. You can say you're going to make their job easier by bringing in this CRM, but if they have to blow up the way they do things or completely change their habits, then there's going to be a lot of resistance. But what you're saying, that modern CRMs, a lot of flexibility, so you can come in here and kind of dovetail with what they're already doing and not make that 70-year-old salesman learn completely new processes.
Yeah, yeah. And proof's in the pudding, right? So find that champion within your organization. Find that power user that, oh my God, this 20-year-old is killing it in sales right now because they're using the CRM correctly.
All right. So the third thing to get the most out of your CRM, integrate all customer experience touch points.
Yeah. And I think I'll just say with this, start with anytime you're about to deploy an experience or you're going to execute a campaign, ask these three things. What from this campaign gets into the CRM? How does it get there? And what do we plan to do with that information? Right? Start there. And at asking those questions will spur the connectivity In this email, I send it out. I want the open rates to come back, and I want to know who clicks on it, and I want to know what they're clicking on. And then that will drive, you know, hey, the next creative piece, what resonates the most with our customers. So it could be offline as well, as, you know, I'm going to have this event. I'm going to invite all these people. I want all the registrants that show up, either that register beforehand or day of. I want that list imported into the CRM manually. So it doesn't have to always be automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's popular to say that more data the better, but in some cases, if you have data that you're not doing anything with or it's just clogging up the system, right, you don't really need it.
Right. Why burden yourself with something you have no intent on ever following up on?
All right, number four, blocking and tackling. What's that mean,
yeah,
Bruce?
You know, I think some people, you know, myself included, fall into this trap to where we want to create that holy grail of an experience across multiple platforms. I'm going to have the godlike insight into every single individual's buying habits. Don't get caught up in that. Start small. No matter where you are in the maturity of your business, you can learn a lot from the basics. So look at the documentation that these CRM products provide. There's a lot of quick wins if you stick to the playbook that some of these CRM providers and platforms provide.
Like Salesforce?
Like Salesforce. Infusionsoft, Circusera, all these guys, right? They have these best practices built in for a reason. You know, you have to that goes back to a correct implementation where it involves it's a lot of hand-holding, right? It's a lot of just training and saying, look, this, when this happens, you go here, click this, add a new task, you can hook this up with your Outlook, you can measure this, and this is how you run a report. So that's the blocking and tackling I refer to.
All right, and the last point in your blog post, incorporate cross-sell.
Yeah, and you know, I put cross-sell in there as a very specific example, but just, I mean, use it to drive business. Nothing happens without a sale. So if I'm not getting sales from an investment into a platform, then why am I using it? We're in the business to sell and make money and provide better product and services. So have defined ROI goals. It's okay. I mean, it's okay to write down as I want to get increase this percentage by deploying this platform. And you don't have to have it, you know, in the next month, but look out 2 years, whatever's comfortable for you. Don't settle for activities and tasks that amount to managing a simple Rolodex. Activate new processes and tasks that lead to sales and growth. Does that make sense? I hope for everybody.
Yeah, you know, I think for us, this is, you know, these are things that we've heard before. And for those of you out there that might be listening and maybe have heard the same thing, you know, what I think a lot of times when I think about CRMs is, you know, a lot of brands and some of our clients struggle to find that champion within their organization or within their company that can really sort of set the foundation and can really sort of talk to the benefits of a CRM. So for those of you out there listening, I would encourage you to, whatever agency that you work with, you know, let them be your champions. Let them go before, you know, your bosses and your peers and explain the reasons why, you know, CRMs can be beneficial. And, you know, to talk to the points that Bruce mentioned a lot earlier, there's a lot of benefits and a lot of flexibility, and it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. But if you don't have someone that's there to share these types of things and to express the need for a CRM, I can understand how that could be a really difficult spot to be in as a marketer.
Yeah, it's a CRM is a consensus purchase, right? You need to have a consensus that, hey, I'm going in this direction. I need others to come with me, typically. And it just starts with education and expectation of what you can get out of it.
Any success stories, Bruce, that you could think of CRM implementations or even ways that we've used it here at ThunderTech and we've seen benefits?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, with ThunderTech, we log contacts, touch points with our contacts and our clients, and also our potentials. So we know, especially if it goes in between the mode of seeking new business and then retaining accounts, to where you might have multiple projects going on with the same client, but there's also opportunity from other departments that we see that we should communicate and educate them on the benefits of. So it's just knowing when you have a large team, it's that playbook, it's that huddle that you can get together on without much fuss.
Any other CRM hot topics on your mind you'd like to share today?
No, I enjoyed the movie conversation as well. Movies and CRM. Those are my interests.
I use my personal CRM to log all my insights into movies I watch.
Yeah. Interview with the Vampire. Christian Slater was in that too.
It was Patricia Arquette was who starred with Christian Slater in True Romance.
Yes. That was the question.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out earlier. All right, so I think that's enough talk about CRM. Special thanks, Bruce Williams, our guest today, dropping the knowledge bomb on us about that.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can go to thundertech.com/blog and read Bruce's blog post in its entirety. I encourage you to do that. There's even more information than we talked about today. So if you like Thundercast, like what you heard today, you can always subscribe to us at iTunes or Stitcher or wherever fine podcasts are sold. Tell your friends to do the same. We'd appreciate the subscription numbers. And you can always reach out to us via our website at thundertech.com. Thanks for listening.
Salesforce.